Vern Rayburn recalls one of the most notorious vendor disputes that beset Eclipse Aviation. I'm Paul Plagg, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're continuing with part three of ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell's interview with Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn. Today, background on one of Eclipse's most notorious vendor disputes.
The worst offender of this was Hampson Industries out of the UK, who was building the empennage. And they proved to be people who grossly misrepresented their capabilities, claiming, oh, we'd work for everybody in the world, but they'd never actually done small aerostructures. They had incompetent people trying to run the factory, and there were massive quality problems, which ended up in a well-publicized lawsuit that, on their part, against Eclipse, even though claiming that we were behind on payments. We weren't behind on payments. We had paid them everything that we owed them for product that was met the specification. We hadn't paid them for a lot of crap that they had shipped us and we had shipped back. But the real problem was in early 2008, February to be precise, about a year ago now, Hampson said, we want $8 million from you, and if we don't get it, we're shutting down the production. Now, that wasn't $8 million for anything they delivered. That wasn't $8 million for anything they were going to deliver. It was just $8 million because they wanted some more money. And we went through mediation. The mediator, who was a retired Supreme Court judge in New Mexico, finally said, they're just going to shut down the company. They are extorting you. Not my words, mediator's words. And if you don't pay them the $8 million, and oh, by the way, that's the only place you get the entire tail for the entire airplane, and even though in a lot of cases you can, you know, you can sort of work out of positions, part shortages. You have an MFD, you have an aircraft computer system, you have a lot of things. You know, you can install them a different place on the production line. You can't install a tail on a different place in the production line. The production line grinds to a halt. And so they had us over a barrel. They had us over the proverbial barrel. Pay them $8 million for doing nothing except screwing up. We had to shut down the factory back, and we would have to shut down the company back in February because it was going to take us somewhere between 6 to 8 months to second source the tail. Well, there's another $8 million that went for nothing. And in the meantime, by the way, after we settled and made them the payment, Hampson never once met their production forecast or their production commitment, and we continued to have severe quality problems well into the spring and early summer in 2008. Where Hampson kept shipping product that simply we could not accept under our quality system because they were not conforming to the drawings. And in fact, in many cases, they were just plain dangerous. And so you have this sequence of things, which all then was culminated in one of the massive, massive mismanagements at Eclipse was the mismanagement of the supply chain as measured from an inventory standpoint. And we had written the business plan for the inventory to be nominally somewhere in the $25 to $50 million range, depending upon how many airplanes we were doing a month. At the volume we were doing in June, which we had hit a volume that was on an annualized basis about 250 airplanes a year, we were supposed to have about $45 million worth of inventory. What we actually had was $160 million worth of inventory. And that inventory at this phase of the game is nothing but cash that the company no longer has to do anything else with. And we had put together a business plan because we had forward priced the airplane, never been a big surprise, and we were using capital to pay for the money that we were losing on each airplane as we built up the volume and brought the cost down. And we were on track to do that until we got so much money tied up in inventory that we no longer had money to continue to fund that loss. And that proved to be the fatal blow to Eclipse. So between vendors not doing what they're saying and extorting, and in one case, let me be clear, a vendor extorting and a couple of vendors not doing what they said they were going to, and then massive mismanagement of inventory levels and supply chain on the part of Eclipse management, it became ultimately the death blow. Now, the coup de grace, if you will, of this was the contract we signed with eTurk in late December 2007, the famous slash infamous Russian deal, which called for investments by eTurk and Eclipse. The money, in fact, that eTurk was supposed to be using to buy Eclipse in January this year was supposed to come into Eclipse no later than June of last year, June of 2008. that was the first deadline that E-Turk and Rule Pieper missed. And so it was a cascading set of events. And what are the lessons here? What did I learn? A couple of things. First and foremost, if I were to do another aircraft company today, I would not outsource everything. Or if I did outsource everything, there would be minimally two vendors for every part. If you look at other industries, I don't care if it's computers or technology or the automotive, there's very, 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 very few sole source parts in the supply chain. You always want to have somebody else. In the aerospace industry, there's so few vendors, and frankly, even at forecasted volumes of 1,000 a year, the volumes aren't high enough to really second source everything. And so what's the right balance between in-house, between external, between second source? It's just a very different algorithm. It's a very different equation than the equation that we set out to use. And that proved to be, in the final analysis, the thing that killed Eclipse. It was not just the volume, because that really didn't kill Eclipse. It was the fact that the supply chain strategy was deeply flawed for this industry. Thus, my criticism of this industry and the supply chain in saying that it has not joined the 21st century, that it's an industry where it views itself as special, views itself as unique, and uses that as an excuse to continue essentially the old relationships and the old ways between vendors and OEMs. And the second lesson is that, and this is the lesson that you always learn over every time you do a company, every time you run a company. Getting rid of bad people can't happen fast enough. And I paused on too many occasions and should have fired people who were continually failing but saying, give me another chance. And if I had to do it again, there would be some people, including some fairly high-up people in the organization, that would have been fired a lot sooner. And maybe then the damage to the organization would have been less. And that's nobody's fault but my own.
We'll be back for more with ANN's Jim Campbell and former Eclipse CEO Vern Rayburn in a moment. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell is talking with Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn about the risks involved in innovation.
In the world that I spent nearly 30 years of my life in, the high-tech world, innovation does not come without a cost. Change does not come without a cost. And sometimes that cost is very high. Sometimes that cost is very, 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 very painful. And that's proven to be the case in Eclipse. Does that mean it's never going to happen again? Well, once again, for somebody who's as nearsighted and as, you know, kind of just I know everything as somebody like Mac McClellan or Richard Abelofi, claiming that this is going to be the worst damper on future investment in aviation, they simply are showing not just their ignorance, but their stupidity about the entire investment process and why investors invest. Investors made a decision all the way to the end to invest in Eclipse for one fundamental reason. They understood the risk, contrary to, again, all the experts saying whatever they want to. They weren't there. Investors did due diligence. They looked at everything. They hired outside experts. And they came away every time we went to raise money, and sometimes it was hard, conclusively saying the reward is commensurate with the risk. And that's all investors ever do, is they're looking for a risk-reward ratio. And as long as that ratio meets their criteria, they will invest money. The real damper on the future of investment in aviation are exactly people like Mac McClellan, who run around and say, see, it can't be done. Because that's the easiest time for an investor to say, no thanks, I'm going to pass on this. Because the experts, who frankly aren't very experts at all, because I don't consider journalists to be expert at much of anything other than observing and writing about it, and especially some of the people that are making some of the comments now, they've never done anything in their entire life except to criticize and, you know, weigh in against people who are trying to do things. That's the real risk. That's the real damage that will be coming down on this industry, is those people who tell everybody it can't be done and I know. That's the damning part. It's not that Eclipse lost $1 billion. And, by the way, Abelofi can't even add up. He's now saying $2 billion because he took what was filed in the bankruptcy, but he forgot that $650 million of the $2 billion that he says is owed was already accounted for in the $1 billion. But the fact is that he's an analyst who can't do simple arithmetic, I guess that shouldn't be a big surprise. So you add all that up, and clearly Eclipse failed. It produced a lot. It accomplished a lot that said couldn't be done. But all the investors have lost all their money, and that's a big hunk of money. It's not the biggest amount. It's not the only time there's been that much money lost. But it is just a big hunk of money. And I'm hopeful, especially for the people that have their airplanes, that out of this, because somebody's going to be able to come in and buy $1 billion worth of work for probably much less than a dime on the dollar, probably closer to 2 or 3 cents on the dollar, that they're going to be able to continue on with this, because it's an airplane that deserves to continue on. It's an airplane that continues to set precedent. And frankly, it's an airplane that all the customers love and they want to be able to keep flying.
When we conclude the conversation, now that Eclipse's assets are to be sold on the courthouse steps, could we see Vern Rayburn try to put those pieces back together? By the way, that download is available now. You don't have to wait for tomorrow. Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Vern Rayburn is the founder and former CEO of Eclipse Aviation. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.